It's been about 1 year since coronavirus restrictions started being imposed by public health officials who saw the real threat of the spread of COVID-19. And most of us, 1 year ago, thought we might be working from home for only a few weeks to bend the curve of infection. Of course, we soon learned that COVID-19 would change so much of our lives and cost so much for so many. We've been thinking about the year of COVID this week and reflecting, and today, Karen Miller-Medson, one of our producers at Here and Now, shares some of her thoughts.
A year into the pandemic, the memory that still feels a bit like a gut punch was the moment that I realized that the virus wasn't only in the United States and it wasn't only in the community, but that it had reached the hospital where my husband was working as an emergency doctor. It's one of the busiest emergency rooms in a very busy city. And the patients were coming in infected with COVID, one after another after another. And we were watching news reports out of Italy where doctors were becoming infected and dying, and out of China where doctors were becoming infected and dying. And we realized that the risk for him was significant, that we needed to change our lifestyles entirely, not just quarantining at home, but quarantining from one another at home. All of a sudden, we were wearing masks 100% of the time. We slept in different rooms. We used different bathrooms. We didn't eat at the same table. And we realized that that was going to go on indefinitely. There really was no end in sight. I think back to those moments of not seeing our children, not going to grocery stores or walking with friends. And we certainly were not alone. Many, many people were making those sacrifices. I'm happy to say that my husband is now vaccinated and all those restrictions are now dwindling, and it's a breath of fresh air, and I wish that for everyone.
We want to know from you, what are you reflecting on this past year? What memories of coming together or working together in those early days are you thinking about? Tell us by sending an email to letters@hereandnow.org.